Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Carl Carlson.
Welcome to a special edition of Speaking of Reliability. This is Carl Carlson. Continuing with our special podcast in honor of Ascendo Reliability's 500th Speaking of Reliability milestone, I'd like to share another of my reliability lessons learned. In this podcast, I want to talk about the importance of people skills in my career in reliability. I consider this a subject of lifelong learning. There's really no limit to how good you can get in people skills. I also consider it an essential part of reliability engineering and reliability management. I don't think in this world that we live in, where interactivity and teams and project management is so important, I don't think it's possible for a reliability engineer to be sitting by himself or herself in a cubicle or wherever and not interacting in a healthy, positive, constructive way with teammates. And so the people skills, although they're not taught very well in schools, to me are an essential part of being a good reliability engineer and certainly a part of reliability management. I remember one of my early management meetings, I'm talking decades ago for me, and I was nervous. I was determined to not read my slides. I was presenting information about that related to reliability and the numbers and that type of thing. And I studied them, and I knew the material that I was presenting quite well, but I didn't know the message well enough. In other words, I didn't know what I was trying to say. And so I thought about this, and I asked myself a question. What about this presentation? What about this message really gets me going? What am I most passionate about? And in this particular case, it had to do with trouble-free products. We were working on a specific product, trying to increase the reliability, and my presentation was more in the numbers and that type of thing. And I thought, well, wait a minute. What are we really trying to do? We're trying to achieve a trouble-free product. So I brought the passion out in my own feelings. And then when I delivered the presentation to management, I talked to them, I looked them in the eye, and I said, you know, this is what gets us up each day, isn't it? It's coming to work to achieve that customer satisfaction where they don't have problems with the products. And I got nice head nods, and that felt good. The point I'm getting at, though, is the passion. Tap into your natural passion. Tap into what you are most interested in and gets you most excited or brings out your feelings the best way, and integrate that into the technical side of what you do. That was one of my early lessons on this subject. I'll share a few other stories. In managing a reliability group, this is back in the General Motors days, I was working with my executive director, who was a really good support person for me, and we decided that to enhance the people skills, we needed to teach a little more on the psychology side. So we brought in some short courses on psychology, but also we brought in the Peter Block Consulting Organization and taught each individual reliability engineer how to be an internal consultant, how to go out into the organization as if they were a consultant, and then sit down with the person they're working with to achieve a good support basis. And so that was another way that we enhanced consulting skills and people skills. I've also work with each of the reliability engineers that I've mentored and helped out over the years to teach them not just how to do the methods, but how to communicate with the teams in accomplishing the methods. So that means in preparation, that means in performance, as well as in communication of results. So those are some of the stories. The importance of people skills I cannot emphasize enough. I think they're on par with the importance of technical skills. In other words, if you are a great technician, and I aspire, and I hope all of you do, to be the very best you can be on the technical side of our subject, I think you should put an equal emphasis on the skills of communication, the skills of listening, the skills of brainstorming, the skills of teamwork, the skills of conflict management, the skills of the of organizing, and the skills of managing time. All those different types of skills are part of the people skills, influencing people. We can't really do a whole lot in reliability unless we're influencing other people. And that is part of the subject of reliability engineering. So I wanted to share that, those stories with you, and I hope it helps. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?